I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The results of the West Virginia bear season this past fall are in, and they are pleasing to game managers. I'll tell you more about it coming up in just a moment.
You wouldn't expect your child to jump on a bike without learning how to safely ride first. Why would you let him ride an ATV without proper training? Riding an ATV is not as easy as it looks. You've got to learn the ropes before you hit the trails. The best way to learn how to ride is to take a training class. Many are free. Too many riders have been killed or seriously injured on ATVs. Don't become a statistic. Take knowledge to the extreme. Log on today to atvsafety.gov.
Chris Ryan is head of bear management at DNR and says the overwhelming success of hunters in the fall seasons of 2008 was tremendous news to his ears.
We had an actual total kill of 2,064 on a statewide basis. We're extremely happy with that.
For several years, the DNR has been loosening the restrictions on bear hunting as the numbers of black bears in the state steadily increased to a point where they have reached what is considered by some wildlife managers full capacity to be supportive of the landscape.
I mean, we've always been pretty happy with the early seasons we've had down here in Kanawha, Boone, Fayette, and Raleigh. The female survival in most of those spots has reflected the success of these early seasons. But we also extended that across the traditional mountain counties. It had been 20 years since we had an early season in the traditional mountain counties, and the female survival was just so high that it kept allowing that population to grow. And we were seeing an average growth rate of about 7% across those mountain counties. And, you know, it doesn't take a real rocket scientist to figure out when you have 1,000 bears in a county, a 7% growth rate, that it's going to grow exponentially.
Well, the bear numbers in the state are very healthy. An amazing comeback from two decades ago when bear numbers were below 500 in the state. During that time, things were so bad, the state actually established bear sanctuaries trying to provide protection. The last of those was the Cranberry Wilderness area, and it was eliminated last year.
We actually opened that in 2007, and I think we harvested 25, really close to 25, right in that area that year. You know, one of the things is, you know, the gates aren't open or anything. It's just you have to walk in there a long way, and it is a wilderness area. But there was no reason to have that sanctuary. You know, those sanctuaries were put in place in the 70s or late 60s, early 70s, whenever the population was really low and before they totally understood the denning chronology of the bears.
The denning chronology in West Virginia is what pregnant females go to hibernation in mid-November, while the unbred females and the males will roam around looking for food until it runs out. By pinpointing those dates and moving the hunting season later, more pregnant females survive and revive the numbers. It's one of the great success stories of wildlife management.
Oh, it definitely is. And, I mean, I think, you know, the hunters, not only the hunters, but all the citizens of the state that have just, you can go on a drive and it was not uncommon for people to see bears, especially up in the mountains. Or
bringing back the state animal, courtesy of West Virginia hunters. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.